This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The winter session of Parliament began yesterday. Addressing the media ahead of the commencement of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the new generation of members of Parliament should be encouraged to raise issues from their constituencies. He said the House should benefit from the experiences of the young lawmakers and the nation should also gain from their fresh perspective.
सदन में जो पहली बार चुन करके आए या जो छोटी आयु के हैं वैसे सभी दलों के सभी सांसद बहुत परेशान है उन्हें अपने सामर्थ्य का परिचय कराने का अवसर नहीं मिल रहा है अपने क्षेत्र की समस्याओं की बात बताने का अवसर नहीं दिया जा रहा है कोई भी दल हो हमारी ये नई पीढ़ी के आ रहे नौजवान सांसद उनको अवसर देना चाहिए उनके अनुभवों का हमें सदन को लाभ मिलना चाहिए इस नई पीढ़ी के अनुभव सदन के माध्यम से राष्ट्र को भी लाभान्वित करेंगे और इसलिए मेरा आग्रह रहेगा कि हम इन चीजों को गंभीरता से लें
The Prime Minister also urged all parties not to make the winter session a battleground for frustration born out of defeat, nor should it turn into an arena for arrogance born out of victory. He said the session is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju asserted in the Rajya Sabha that the government is not averse to holding a discussion on Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rules, electoral reforms and other issues. Mr. Rijiju was responding to opposition parties demanding a discussion on the issue of SIR or electoral reforms in this House. The minister said the demand for discussion is under consideration. Not satisfied with Mr. Rijiju's response, opposition parties including Congress, DMK, TMC and others staged a walkout from the House. After completing its scheduled business for the day, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till today. Meanwhile, on the opening day of the winter session yesterday, the Lok Sabha witnessed multiple adjournments amid uproar by opposition parties on various issues, including SIR of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. Amid the opposition ruckus, the Lok Sabha passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 with voice vote. The Election Commission has sought a detailed report regarding the submission of cent percent enumeration form across 2,208 booths in West Bengal. It noted that no uncollectible forms have been reported from these booths, which appears unrealistic. District election officers have been instructed to submit their reports by 10 a.m. tomorrow. The BJP has alleged that certain politically motivated block development officers are pressurizing BLOs to share their OTPs so that the names of the dead, those who have shifted and illegal Bangladeshi immigrants can be included in the ongoing SIR process. Yesterday, members of the CPIM and Congress met with the special role observer to present their concerns. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will jointly inaugurate the fourth edition of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam in Varanasi today. The fourth edition of the Sangamam, a major cultural and educational conference, is being organized by the Ministry of Education with the participation of 10 union ministries, including railways, culture, tourism, textile and youth affairs and sports, along with the government of Uttar Pradesh. The event marks a renewed celebration of centuries-old ties between Kashi and Tamil Nadu, fostering deep learning, pilgrimage and artistic and academic exchanges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed concern over the health of Bangladesh's former Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia and extended his prayers and wishes for her speedy recovery. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The former Bangladesh Prime Minister has contributed to the country's public life for many years." Prime Minister Modi added that India stands ready to extend all possible support in whatever way it can. And that's the end of this news bulletin.